Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Ducati, and Jake Gutierrez, now joined by Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
I'm good. These chairs, though, man, they're all
what's going on
tore
here?
Up here. Who was sitting here before I showed up?
Boddicker yesterday. Okay. Yeah. Lecky yesterday.
Okay.
Blame one of those guys.
Would it be one of the other shows, though, since...
Nobody comes to the studio for those guys.
Oh, really?
They're not as popular.
Jake, find out what it was. Who was it?
I'll get you a new chair, Jeff.
All right. I like that. Jake is on it.
Wow, Jake just getting you a new chair.
Dude, I'm pumped.
Wow.
NFL day.
Jake will go out and buy you a new chair.
I will buy you a new chair.
I do want to mention again, before we get into football with Jeff Chedia, if you want to come out and enjoy a great lunch special, I'm going to be at Tequila Harry's today from 11 until 1 at the southeast corner of College Boulevard and Quivira in Overland Park. You can come out and see me. If you come out wearing your favorite team's colors, college or pro, you will receive a $10 gift card just for wearing your favorite team's colors representing the pros or college. You get $10, a $10 gift card to Tequila Harry's. And also today from 11 to 1, an $8.10 lunch special. You can get the burrito bowl with beef or chicken with rice, beans, and all the good fixings. Or you can get a chimichanga beef or chicken with rice and beans for only $8.10. And, Jeff, house margaritas are only $5 all day and night to get you ready for the start of football season. And, again, wear your favorite team colors, and you can get a $10 gift card. Your favorite team, whether it's pro or college, a $10 gift card, and we'll have some fun at Tequila Harry's today at the southeast corner of College Boulevard and Quivira in Overland Park from 11 until 1. Tequila Harry's, thank you very much, as Jake has delivered his promise and given you a new chair in here in studio.
Just shove the other one down the hallway.
The chair down the hallway. That's a man that gets things done.
Chad Boger can be really unhappy when he comes in and it's like there's no seat at his desk.
Right. That's exactly right. That's Chad's chair, and it suits you well. All right, let's get into some football. We're just going to start off with the headline here. We had Adam Kaplan on the show today, and he predicted a Tampa Bay Buccaneers Buffalo Bills Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Jeff Chedia's prediction for the Super Bowl as we start the season tonight. Who will meet in this year's Super Bowl, please?
I believe I've written this twice now on my own website.
But you could change it, though. You don't have to.
Based on the pressure?
Right now.
There's
no pressure.
Staring me down.
There's no pressure in this studio. You know why? I want all the bulletin board material for the Chiefs possible. So give them some more.
I got Bucks Browns.
Browns?
Bucks Browns. Yep.
Nate Ducati just looked at you like you were crazy.
No. I did not.
This guy's got the Browns in third place in the division.
Well, he also had Josh Allen as being a bum quarterback a year ago. So
you know what?
I don't know.
Okay. That was 2 years ago. Well, that was 2 years ago.
Good
and,
point.
Hey.
Okay.
I don't think I had him as a bum. I think the conversation again was
you said he'll be the best he'll be the best quarterback in the CFL.
Do the I did. Hey, I stand by that. He would be. He'd tear that.
He really would be. I mean, yeah, he'd be a hell of a quarterback.
With the ability to run
Canada
and throw.
Would love him.
He's obviously become much better than I thought he would, but the conversation we had a couple years ago was what teams scare you in the AFC, and somebody brought up the Bills and I said Josh Allen does not scare me at all. And at that time, his completion percentage was brutal, and he got his ass kicked by Houston in the playoffs. And then what happened last year? I mean, that was, and then he got a lot better, right? His completion percentage got a lot better.
He got better.
Do we have to answer that question?
Yeah, no, what happened in the playoffs?
They lost to the Chiefs.
AFC Championship
games. Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Chiefs.
All right, so.
But Josh Allen's turned into a really good quarterback.
Yeah, he has.
He's an MVP candidate.
He hadn't sniffed beating the Chiefs in the playoffs, though.
That's right.
He's only played him one time.
That's right.
Right, because the first time he got his ass kicked by a mediocre Houston team.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
So you're all right.
So you're saying he was giving me a weird look for that prediction.
Well, so the Browns, hey,
I didn't
listen.
I'm just
of all the people that I've heard, you have given the least respect to the Browns.
That's true.
True because you have them finishing third in their division.
I do have them going
division.
To the playoffs, though.
Barely, if they're finishing third, right? I mean, like the 6th or 7th seed or whatever. Yeah. But he has said this, and this is a dangerous game to play. He said, well, it's the Browns.
Yeah.
Right? But I will tell you, for a long time, you could just go ahead and pick against the Chiefs in the playoffs and say, oh, it's the Chiefs, it's the playoffs. But then guy named Mahomes shows up and things happen, and things have changed with the Browns. They did. I think that they erased that with that blowout win over Pittsburgh, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that.
Without their coach.
Right. They kind of slaughtered the ghosts of the past. Maybe the way when the Chiefs finally got that big playoff win here against the Colts. Remember how scared everyone was? Oh, it's the Colts in the playoffs. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs put it on them, right? And so, and I get what you're saying. They are the Browns. But this is, they've turned into a hell of a football team. Baker Mayfield, I think, is a good quarterback. I don't know. Like, their roster is terrific. I still want to. I'm not totally. I don't know what Baker Mayfield. Right now, I think he's a good quarterback. Can he be the quarterback to take them, even though they got great running backs and they don't have to put everything on him? At some point, it's going to have to be on him. And, you know, it was on him in the playoffs at Arrowhead, and they didn't get it done. And so, Cleveland in the Super Bowl, that means this is going to be a hell of a matchup on Sunday. Tell me why you have Cleveland going to the Super Bowl.
It's a variety of things. Some of it you just mentioned. I think they have one of the top three rosters in the NFL.
Along with who? Who else would you put in there?
I'd put the Bucs in there, and I would probably put
the Lions. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe the Packers. Maybe the Ravens have a good roster.
Where do you put the Chiefs at then?
They're top five. Okay. They're not as good as the Bucs have had the best roster in the league. I mean, their depth chart is ridiculous. But the Browns, you look at what they have up and down their roster. The question, the big mystery, is what they have on defense. They made a lot of changes, brought a lot of new faces, could have as many as 8 new starters. As with the Chiefs' offensive line, it's a lot of change to take on, and you're not knowing exactly what you're going to have until they're actually playing together and on the field for long stretches. So I totally put that caveat in there that as much as I like them, I know their defense is still on paper good, but still on the field a mystery. But yeah, I think you mentioned the run game. I like them better than Buffalo because they got a run game. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, those are two of the best backs in the league. Strong offensive line. They get Odell Beckham Jr. back. So their receiving core with Jarvis Landry, Austin Hooper at tight end, a lot of those guys who played when Beckham was out last year. Donovan Peoples-Jones, a Michigan product. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I think Baker is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. But sometimes he gets, not even sometimes, a lot of times he gets diminished because he's not a Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Josh Allen. He's not a Lamar Jackson. He's not an MVP candidate. But he's good enough for what they need to be. They don't have to have him be a superstar quarterback to win a championship. You can win championship with good quarterbacks. When Russell Wilson won his first championship, he was a good quarterback. He wasn't what Russell Wilson is now. When Tom Brady won his first championship, he was a good quarterback. He wasn't what he is now. And so I always say that, like, extension talk and MVP talk and all this other stuff, I don't think it really matters. I think it matters what he has around him. He's got a pretty good team. And the flip side of it is I think it's very hard for a team to go to 3 straight Super Bowls. That's one reason why the Chiefs, I'm not as excited about their chances. I think the Patriots did it. They're the only team to do it in the last, 20-some years. So that's a factor. The Super Bowl hangover is a factor. I think the Browns are that team.
It's going to make it even more impressive when the Chiefs do it, don't you think?
It would be impressive if they did it. I think it's just, And the thing about the Chiefs is that you think about all the things they've had to go through in the last 2 years just to win a championship and get back. Just the injuries they've had to overcome. If you just played the games on paper, if you just said right now this is what everybody's going to have the entire year, no questions asked, no injuries, no suspensions, no inconsistency, Yeah, I would take the Chiefs to be back in the Super Bowl. But you don't play games that way. And we saw that last year with Eric Fisher, where you're playing in the AFC Championship game, and end of the game, he ends up tearing his Achilles, and it changes the whole complexion of the offensive line, of dynasty hopes, all this stuff. And so those things, I always factor in things are going to happen over the course of a season. The year before when they won the championship, they had a multitude of guys get hurt, a number of stars get hurt. So how long can you keep playing through those kind of things? I think it's hard to do that when you've been to Super Bowl twice.
And it could happen to anybody. You know, Baker Mayfield goes out there and gets hurt, or, you know, Josh Allen gets hurt, then, you know, those teams are done. Everyone has to face it, and that's when, you know, we talk about depth, and we talk, like, for the offensive line, that what you're describing is exactly why the Chiefs not only rebuilt the offensive line, they went crazy with it, right?
And they already got three guys hurt.
Right.
Right? Three of those guys they brought in already hurt.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, like, you can see, because they have the starting five, they can absorb one or two injuries. Where was it overkill? Yes, it was, because they saw that damn game, and they went through that, and they made a decision, and they could get through this and never have to go to Kyle Long or LDT or any of those guys, but they might have to, and they went through it, and they made a decision, okay, here's the deal. While this window is open, there's one thing that's never going to beat us again, and that's offensive line injuries. Now, knock on wood, of course, they get to a point where it does, but right, they overcompensated for that. And anyone that watched that Super Bowl, Jake, we all agree. Like, oh, spend draft picks, spend money. Oh, Joe Tooney, whatever. Now, we'll see how that works out in a couple of years, but that's what they did, and I'm here for it. Because to me, that's the only thing that helped, that kept them from winning the championship last year.
And look, and the offensive line is promising, but just as, like I said, with the Browns defense, they have to go out there and do it. And
I can't wait.
It's very easy to always say, well, Mahomes is the quarterback, Reed's the coach, they're going to go out there and dominate. But in reality, that's things change. You evolve. And you have to. The Chiefs are moving it to a new incarnation of what they've been for the last 3 years. And they're going to have, what, six new offensive starters? That's what we're talking about?
Well, five new offensive linemen.
Five new offensive linemen and Sammy Watkins being replaced by Mecole Hardman.
Right.
As the number two guy.
You know,
but still, it's right. six new guys. It's over half the offense has changed. Right. So you have to account for some level of acclimation. Not all those rookie first-year offensive linemen are going to play well all the time. We also have, obviously, I've raised questions about Orlando Brown Jr. being able to function as a solid, above average, reliable left tackle in the NFL in this kind of an offense. So you want to see that. It's a great matchup for that, obviously, with Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney coming in. So I certainly will pay close attention to that this weekend. But again, there's plenty of people who should pick the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, to win a championship. They're in that conversation. They'll be in that conversation every year.
I picked
year.
Them, Jeff.
Yeah, you'll pick them. Las Vegas picked them.
Yeah. But they picked him last year, right?
And they were correct.
To win?
No, to make it.
To make it.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Jadeveon Clowney is one of the most overrated players in the NFL, and
Do you think the Chiefs are going to make the Super Bowl every year?
Probably.
Like how many years?
Yeah.
Like how many years?
Every year Mahomes is the quarterback.
No.
So what would it take for them not to make it?
An injury? Injuries?
Going into the season. What would you say for them to not pick them going into the season?
Going into the season? Well, not to pick them going into the season, they would have to not make it the previous year. Because as long as they keep going, I'm going to keep picking them.
To go to
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right? They've gone to three straight AFC championship games. They were this close to going to three straight Super Bowls. They've gone to the last two Super Bowls. And so until I see someone in the AFC knock them off in the playoffs, I feel very comfortable picking them.
So, but realistically, you know that for the next 10 years that they're probably not going to go every year.
Right.
Right?
I mean, realistically, you know, I will pick them every year.
Which is fine. So I get that part.
But you say probably.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm making here is that the odds are not that they're going to do that every year.
You're being rational. You're being realistic.
Stop it.
I don't claim to be either of those two things.
Yeah.
Now, Nathan, he gave a good case. He explained why Cleveland is his pick for the Super Bowl. Now, you balance things out why they're your pick to finish third place in their own division.
Well, they did, by the way, finish third last year, and they went 11-5.
Come on.
Like, they were really, really good.
Give it to us, man!
That's how good that division is. I would pick them to win you know, a lot of divisions in the NFL. So I don't think they're going to suck or anything like that. And I mean, look, I have a lot of second thoughts about that pick because I don't disagree with anything that Jeff has said. And one thing that I just came across yesterday that I didn't realize that has me even more concerned about that pick is that, as I said earlier in this show, they're the third youngest roster in the NFL. And I think that says a lot about the way they built that team. If you can be good and young, that's a great sign. And they have, and we've talked about injuries, because that's the hardest thing to predict, I think. You know people are going to get hurt. And there's no way to know which guys are going to get hurt and which ones aren't. But my guess would be, you mentioned the injuries the Chiefs have had on their offensive line. Surprisingly, it's all the older guys, right? Like, younger guys probably have a chance to stay healthier longer. And if you got a young roster, you probably have a chance to stay healthier longer through the course of the season. So that concerns me. I mean, I will not be surprised at all if Jeff's right and I'm wrong. Some of it's just me trying to be different. Some of it, though, is also...
Nate always wants to be different.
It is. I mean, I just feel like everybody's on the Browns. I think their schedule's going to be harder this year than it was last year. I think that one thing that I'm going to be curious to see about Baker Mayfield, you said that, you know, a lot of people want to disrespect him because he's not one of the big-time playmakers. He strikes me as the kind of guy that sometimes wants to go out there and show everybody how good he is. And when he starts to do those things, he gets himself in trouble. If he's willing to be, quote-unquote, just the game manager that gives the ball to Chubb and Hunt a lot and then makes the plays that needs to be made and throws the ball into the stands when it needs to be thrown into the stands, I think he could do a really good job and they can win that division. I'm banking on him a little bit, though, when the team gets in trouble, him trying to make some plays that he shouldn't try to make. I do think they have some question marks in the secondary. I think it's a really tough division. And I just, so, you know, that's why I picked it. But I'm not sitting here acting like I think that, look, I know a lot of people think I'm nuts for picking the Steelers.
Yeah, you're about the only one who's picking them right now.
That's fine.
Outside of Pittsburgh.
That's fine. That's all right.
Be bold,
man. I'm good with that.
Are you?
I think the Steelers have a tremendous defense. I think they've got some guys coming back on defense that you're a fan of. And I think they, you know, if they have an actual bell cow running back the way they used to, that's the recipe they've had all those years. And I'll go with track record.
Wheelbarrow too, where they can wheel Roethlisberger out there.
I mean, that's fine. But I've seen old quarterbacks go out there and win games in this league, and they won their division last year, wheelbarrowing him out there without a good running back.
Why are you laughing about them wheeling him out there? I thought, you know,
it's a funny thought.
But I do believe in some track record, and I think
in the huddle. There you go.
I believe in coaching and track record there, and the Ravens and the Steelers both have proven time in and time out that they're not to be trifled with. You know that when they have a decent team, they go win games. And to me, the Browns haven't proven that consistently enough yet. We see teams jump up like the Colts did a couple years ago. And everybody had them as the team that was going to take off, and they got the best roster. They got young offensive line, all that. The Colts,
you put any stock in what the Browns did in the
quarterback
in the playoffs?
Too, right?
What's that?
The quarterback retired.
The quarterback did retire.
That's right.
But yeah. I mean, you know, they went out and they got.
I hear your point. My thing is the AFC is so much stronger now, and that's another reason why I think it's going to be harder for the Chiefs.
The AFC is a lot better than the NFC right now.
I've never picked a team to repeat, and I picked the Bucs to get back there and win just because the NFC is just with the Packers being such a head case.
Right.
That it's hard to really sit there in the NFC and say, well, who do I really trust to challenge them?
Right.
Well, just yesterday when we were picking our playoff teams, I was struggling to find seven NFC playoff teams that I liked. And then the AFC, I was struggling because I had like 9 or 10 to eliminate. So, and that's more about the depth. But also, I do think there's more teams that are of Super Bowl quality in the AFC versus the NFC.
It's like the NFC West looks stacked to me, and then the rest of the NFC just doesn't look
like computer. I think the Rams, but then like I don't know. Like, I think, like, the 49ers have a tremendous roster, but then, what are they doing?
Would you pick Garoppolo to beat Tom Brady?
No.
Is he going to be Garoppolo?
Like, when does that happen?
Yeah.
And so then, you know, like you said with the Packers, I think, okay, that'd be the natural pick there if you're not going to pick the Bucs. But, like, what the hell's going on there behind
the scenes? Left tackle still out for
exactly
whatever.
Right. I'm... And so the question I asked you: do you put any stock into what the Browns did to the Steelers in the postseason?
Well, sure, yeah. But I mean, look, the Steelers were falling apart at the end of the season, and maybe that's the reason I shouldn't be picking them because maybe that trend is going to continue.
And they bullied the Browns. That was the mental thing. It seemed like for a while, the Browns went into those games, and they were beaten. And when you finally get over the hump, and finally think, like, think about how the Chiefs were with the Broncos for a while.
See, but I kind of look at it like this. Like, we talk about the Chiefs got bullied by the Bucs in the Super Bowl. And I know that the offensive line was, but we look at it here and say, that didn't sit well with the Chiefs all season. This offseason, this team's been motivated. They've been stung by that, and they're going to come back and respond. And I kind of feel like Mike Tomlin's the kind of coach where the Steelers,
Steelers
are going to be like,
behind that man.
Yeah, you know, that's 100% why. I mean, I believe in Mike Tomlin a lot.
There you go.
And I believe in Mahomes at his age more than Roethlisberger at his age.
100%. I would not pick the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl over the Chiefs. But I don't believe in Baker Mayfield over Ben Roethlisberger.
At this point right now, you don't?
No. No, because
who's a better quarterback now, would you say?
Baker.
Well, he's physically much better, but he hasn't proven the things that Ben Roethlisberger has proven in his career. That's all. You know, I mean, if Baker goes out and backs up what he did last year, then I'll have to eat crow, and I'm prepared to do that, because it wouldn't surprise me if he does. But to me, he hasn't done it long enough yet, and he hasn't won in big games yet.
Yeah, see, I don't think you're wrong about this. I just feel like, and I wrote about this with the Ravens this week for our website, in that it's not that teams get bad, it's that other teams get better.
Right.
And so, you know, a couple of years ago, the Ravens were 14-2, and you would have said it's them and the Chiefs are the two. I think we had this conversation. Yeah. It's going to be either the Chiefs or the Ravens.
That's what everybody said at the beginning of last year. Yeah.
And so now you look around, and there's 10 other teams in the mix.
Right.
And so that's what happens, is that the Steelers are getting bad, but that other teams can really challenge them and take them out. And so that's what I see now. I see an AFC that is so loaded that, and I agree with you, Stephen, that I'm trying to pick my playoff teams. I'm like, man, it's okay. Chargers over Broncos, Steelers, Dolphins, someone's got to win the AFC South. It's super hard, and that makes it tough on on everybody.
And sure, the Steelers could win that division. That's why that's so interesting to hear who picks who and why. That's why I wanted to know, like, why you're picking the Browns to go to the Super Bowl, why you're picking the Steelers to win the division. And then Jake in there, you've got the Ravens. You've got the Ravens winning the division. So
I do, yeah,
and I don't think any of them are stupid picks necessarily. But I wouldn't sit there and like plant my flag in the ground and be like, I know the Steelers are winning.
No, the flag's not even planted.
It's going to be crazy to watch. And I don't think all these people that are picking the Browns are dopes. I mean, the roster's really good.
Well, we'll see what you say about Jeff when he leaves. who you picking in the game on Sunday then?
Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to pick against them in September. Openers.
Look at how satisfied.
How many openers Andy Reid lost in his life?
Not just here. You know what Mahomes' record is in September?
Not very many.
No zeros. No losses.
No interceptions.
Yeah. No L's.
I'm just drinking coffee and listening now. I'm a listener to this radio show. That's all.
But if they lose, how will you feel?
I'll be mad.
The Browns are also just atrocious on opening day. They're like 120-1 since their rebirth.
There's a different team. Right? This is a different Browns team.
The Chiefs win, I'm thrilled. If they lose, I'm pissed. Doesn't matter week 1 or week 10. But I do think the Chiefs are going to make a statement on Sunday. They've heard all this over and over again in the offseason.
Yeah, but is the statement really to be made on Sunday, or is it to be made in January? That's really... I mean, we all assume they're going to be there.
But this is all you can do, like, you know.
West champions.
If you want the number one seed, which is a really big damn deal, because it's the only team that gets the bye.
It can come down to this game.
Yeah.
If I have a fear about this game...
Don't be afraid.
It's that, or a concern. How about that? More than a fear, just a concern. I think that this Chiefs offensive line is going to be really, really good this year, but this is their first real game, all five guys playing together. Whereas you look at the Browns, they have a good offensive line, and they've all played together.
They have a great offensive line.
Most everybody is ranking them the best offensive line.
I went through that the other day. Yeah. Everything we looked at has them as the best offensive line. I'm more concerned about that matchup.
Yeah. Well, that's what
Can the Chiefs slow down Nick Chubb? Can they put pressure? Can they put consistent pressure on Baker Mayfield and force him into mistakes? And both of those matchups are very important.
And I guess what I'm saying is, though,
don't see offensive line ranked first at run and pass protection, but they're ranked almost every publication you look at, whether
best
football
football line. They're stacked. They're stacked.
They can run block and they can pass block better than anybody else in the league.
And they already have chemistry, I guess is my point, because like we talk a lot about how Andy Reid's teams are always ready to play on opening day. Patrick Mahomes plays great in September, and those things are true, But we don't know what this offensive line is going to look like their first game together, and it stands to reason they could have some growing pains early on in the season, right?
Sure they could.
The Chiefs offensive line?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not buying in until I see them playing a few games together.
Right. Buy in, Jeff.
It's just because you got names out there and guys people like and people are excited. This offensive line right now isn't as good as the offensive line they had starting the season last year.
They have one proven guy.
Yeah.
They have a lot of potential, but they have one proven guy at his position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Orlando Brown Jr. is not proven at left tackle yet.
Yeah.
He's a proven offensive lineman, but not at left tackle. And so, I think they've got a lot of upside and some great potential, but that is the concern I have for this first game of the year. But I do believe Andy Reid's the kind of coach that can scheme around it, and he's got the playmakers and the quarterback and all that to handle it.
We have Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com in studio back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady, joined by Jeff Chedia from NFL Network and NFL.com. Let's take a look at some of the matchups that we'll be seeing week one. Let's start with tonight, Jeff. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Dallas Cowboys. I imagine you're picking Tampa, but what is your opinion of the Dallas Cowboys going into this game?
They are, I'm higher on the Cowboys than a lot of people are just because of the talent on their roster. But you go into this game without your four-time All-Pro guard, Zach Martin, and your offensive line has already had some issues throughout the preseason. Lyle Collins was... You know, he's been banged up. Just got back on the field. Another guy, was it Connor Williams? I forget who it was, but one of their other linemen was also banged up in camp. So it's like, it's hard to pick a team. We know the history of the Bucs going up against weakened offensive lines. We know what their front seven is. We know what Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh can do, the teams that don't have a strong interior. So I think they're more promising long-term because of what they have, especially on offense. But in a game like this, they're going to be just so overmatched. It's going to be a blowout.
A blowout tonight.
Blowout.
All right. And Dallas, who do you have winning the NFC East? I have Washington. Did you guys both, or you got the...
I took Dallas.
I think you picked Dallas.
Cowboys. You picked the Cowboys?
Yeah.
So Cowboys.
They had Washington.
Okay. So you still got the Cowboys winning the division, the terrible division.
They get the 9 wins. 9-8 will do it.
All right.
So, I think they can get the 9 wins.
Okay, and what's the score going to be between Chiefs and Browns?
I think I picked 31-27.
Not a cover, but a victory. Of course, Chiefs favored by 6. What about this interesting matchup? We talked a lot about the Steelers and Bills earlier. The Steelers are playing at the Bills. Noon in Buffalo, and the Bills are favored by 6.5. What do you like here?
I like Bills.
Big?
No disrespect to Nate here.
Right.
But
I'm rooting for the Steelers to upset the Bills.
Yeah.
I think that helps. Look, I'm already talking about home field advantage.
Yeah,
it starts week one.
Yeah, I like Bills. I'm not sure where TJ Watt is in all this either. I mean, I know that's a little bit of a mystery with him and that contract situation. That can always derail people's focus.
Another thing Nate hasn't factored in. He hasn't talked about that at all.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's a man that worries about these controversies. What about TJ Watt?
Maybe he's going to go out there and play mad.
Maybe. They got offensive line issues in Pittsburgh, too. Again, until I see that offensive line together, which is, to Nate's point, something you've always relied upon when watching the Steelers is knowing they can push people around. You know, it's great to have Najee Harris there as a bell cow, but it's hard to run without guys blocking for you. So we'll see what happens.
This could be an interesting game. Seattle at Indianapolis.
That is interesting.
Seahawks favored by 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Carson Wentz is playing, although he hasn't been around much in the offseason with that foot surgery. I'll take Seattle. I feel like they tend to start fast. I think they've got a lot to try to prove after last year with their defensive issues and trying to get that back in place. I mean, they were so horrendous on that side of the football that I can't imagine them putting the same crappy product on the field for a second straight year. So I'll take Seattle.
Do either of you guys differ with the pick so far? He has Bucks in a blowout, so you have him covering. They're 8.5-point favorites, so cover.
Yeah.
He has the Chiefs winning but not covering. And then Bills over the 6.5. Is that, what do you think of that? Is it going to be a big one? Or is it what do you,
that's a tough one. Yeah. I'll take him to cover that one.
Jake?
I think the Bills.
All right, Jake. There you go. Okay, and then you have Seahawks Colts again.
I think Seahawks. Will
okay.
With 2.5. Field goal.
Yeah. Then you got here. Now here to me, I'm gonna be interested to watch this game. Chargers at Washington. I love Washington's defense. I like the skill position players they've started to put together after adding Curtis Samuel. I just don't know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be. Man, if they have a better quarterback, I'd really be high on Washington. And then here's the Chargers with a brand new head coach. What about Chargers at Washington? That could be a fun game.
Yeah, it's always tough to pick teams going west to east.
Football teams favored by one.
I think they're playing that game early, too, if I remember correctly.
Noon.
Yeah, I remember the Chargers were not happy about that.
10 o'clock Charger body clock time.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. I mean, yeah, 10 o'clock, yeah. 1 o'clock starts, so... I'll go with the football team in that one, just for that reason. That starting off having to go over there, I think their front seven will give that another team that has to figure out its offensive line. Until I see it on paper, I'll go with the stronger unit. I'll give Washington's defense the edge over Chargers skill players.
By the way, the football team is a better nickname than all of the possible nicknames they're throwing out there right now.
Presidents and Predators.
It was all terrible.
No. How football hard team. Is to pick a name?
There was a couple of
football
them that
team. It's great. WFT.
It's not that hard to pick a name. What was the name of their football team in the USFL? Remember they had some the Generals, the Washington,
yeah, Washington Generals.
Yeah, that's a better name.
Sure, I like so, WFT.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I've told you that I think the name that I like of the list. Jake? What was it?
The Hogs.
I like, so it's, yeah, the Red Hogs.
The Red Hogs.
I just, you know, a lot you could do with that name, to be honest with you.
I wish it was the Red Hawks.
The Red Hogs, the Red Wolves, Defenders, Armada, Presidents, Brigade, and Commanders. Give me the Red Hogs.
Mm.
And I'll see you on Sunday. Okay. Am I wrong, though, about them? Aren't they like a quarterback away from really
no, you're right.
being
you're
something?
Right. You're right, yeah.
I mean, like what they put together.
Yeah, they've got a lot of – their skill players are better than people realize. Their offensive line is solid. They got a lot of pieces in place, and that's how they're building it. They're building it with the mindset of dumping a quarterback in there who can play with a good group around.
I'd love to see Fitzmagic get a team to the playoffs, you know. That'd be fun. I mean, he was doing well with the Dolphins last year and then just lost his job.
What about Packers at Saints? Nate Bucchetti, boy, what did you think? Nate went off on Jameis Winston. I didn't expect that, but there's something.
You call him a dope?
You just tore him apart.
Yeah, right.
You ripped him apart. I mean, I didn't know that you would have this.
Oh man, I've never been doing his.
Going back to the crab legs.
Dope.
But it got, you know, it got personal. I thought.
I shouldn't name call like that. He's a poor decision maker. How's that?
He said the Saints are done with Jameis Winston, the quarterback. You don't have him in the playoffs, and you have him terrible,
right?
I think
I had him second in their division.
Okay.
That division's not any
Packers
special.
At Saints. Can Jameis Winston.
In Jacksonville, right?
Yes, in Jacksonville.
I love this matchup.
I'll take Packers.
Green Bay by 4.
I'll take Packers. I don't trust the Saints offense without Michael Thomas in it. You look at who they have at receiver after him, and it's a lot of guys.
I do love Callaway, though.
Haven't caught. Well, he's a good talent.
Right. No, I mean,
taking the bait on
Michael
that
Michael Thomas
one.
Makes that offense go, that passing game.
Absolutely.
Go.
But so, I do. I think that if you're playing fantasy football, there's your sleeper.
What did you think of that? What did you think of what happened with Latavius Murray and the Saints? They waited until a few days before the season, then asked him to take a pay cut, and he said no, so then they cut him.
Yeah.
I've seen some people, some former players and other people, pissed off about the way they handled it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things happen in this league, so it didn't surprise me. It sucks for Latavius Murray, but, you know, go back. Remember when Jeremy Maclin was here?
I do.
How they got rid of him.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, so it's not not the first time I've seen that happen.
Andy Reid didn't like it either.
Yeah.
You guys remember that, right? Did that over there? Was it a voicemail or just a phone call? Or?
Yeah, well, it was like whatever. It happened in like May or June, wasn't it? It was like super.
That didn't go over well. There was
a shock.
Right. Well, just the way the Chiefs handled it with him personally, right? We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Cardinals at Titans. Titans favored by 3.
I'll take Titans at home. Yeah, I don't mind it. That's kind of a toss-up game to me. Both those teams are, they could be better than expected, or they could be really mediocre. But I'm curious to see how Julio Jones impacts that offense down in Tennessee. They've tried to improve their defense, which has been a major sticking point for the last couple of years. So I'll take Tennessee in that game.
Let's run through this AFC West. I already asked you about the Chargers at Washington. Broncos at Giants.
Broncos, yeah. Giants offensive line's is a mess waiting to happen. And
Joe Judge,
I'm not a Daniel Jones believer, so
Joe Judge make him run stairs, they lose that game.
Yeah, might need to. Saquon Barkley's bagged up. I don't see it. I think Broncos win that one.
Give me the numbers Andy Dalton puts up against this Rams defense on Sunday night.
Numbers?
Yeah.
Plural? Or number singular?
Are you suggesting he's a must start in fantasy football Sunday night against the Rams?
I'd say he may be like the least likeliest person ever to start in a fantasy football game in the history of fantasy football.
Wow. You don't like the matchup, huh? But what he could do against the Rams?
Just a little bit.
We'll pass on that one.
I'll take the Rams in that one.
Okay, good. Monday Night Football, Ravens at Raiders.
Ravens, yeah. Even with J.K. Dobbins banged up and Justice Hill out and no clue who's going to be, I guess,
Gus Edwards. Gus the bus. I'm starting in fantasy. Come on, Gus.
And the Raiders just got rid of another draft pick.
They got Le'Veon Bell in Baltimore.
He said he's
fresh and ready to go at some point for week
anything.
Two.
He should be fresh. He ain't been doing anything. Yeah, Ravens. They're pretty good when their backs are against the wall, so they're starting off with a lot of people throwing shade at them and dismissing them. So, yeah, I think that I like them.
You've seen a lot in the NFL. Do you think it's crazy that the Raiders have already cut their third-round pick in next year's draft? I don't see why they should at least take them first. I don't
get ahead of themselves.
See why they're jumping the gun on that. Although, okay, so then final predicted order of finish in the AFC West.
God, I keep going back and forth. Because the last time we talked about this, I picked Denver.
We're locking it in now. There's no more back and forth.
And then I saw on my website we picked Chargers over. I'll go Chargers over Broncos for number two. I think Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
The Raiders. Well,
I said the caveat being that the Chargers and Broncos got the same record. But I'll stand up and get off the fence and take Chargers.
There it is.
One more win.
There it is.
It'll be a fun year.
And you'll be there, Ed, won't you?
I will. I'll be out there early doing some game day morning preview stuff.
Oh, we can watch you Sunday morning, huh?
Watch you Sunday morning, yep.
That's what I like.
Before it gets too hot. Start at 8 a.m. We'll go 8 a.m. to noon.
Where will you be at? Will you be in the parking lot?
I'll be on the sideline again. Back on the sidelines. Last year was on the parking lot. Now we get back on the sidelines again.
What do you prefer? The parking lot could be pretty good with the delicious food and smells. Now you went on the sideline,
don't you? If you're out there by yourself, it's better to be in the stadium.
Right. Well, Jake's been out there by himself quite a bit, and he seems to have a good time, right?
Yeah, no problem.
He just bounces the tailgate.
He saw me walking in one time.
I'm excited to see fans, but I will miss the traffic situation because you could just drive right up into the stadium like 5 minutes before the game.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Now it's like
that was a Halloween game. I was rolling up to halftime, and you're walking out.
I did see
out.
You there. Yeah.
Rolling up at halftime?
Yeah. Like he was rolling up something before he walked in there.
Yeah. No!
Oh, candy to kid.
Oh, Jeff Jadia! Home run! Yeah. Jeff Jadia. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next Thursday.
I'm going to get up early and watch you on Sunday on NFL Network.
Please do.
That's Jeff Jadia from NFL Network and NFL.com. Buster Olney will be on the show next to talk about that incredible eighth inning that the Royals were a part of last night in Baltimore. Back after this on WHB.